Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 103, talking about the hammer and the anvil. The son of Rechava found it difficult. Now, if someone observed the performance of a craft on the Shabbos and learned it, is it also that he is liable, but he doesn't done any malacha? Rather, Abai and Rava both said, banging a hammer on the anvil while working is considered a malacha, for indeed, those who pounded the sheets of gold for the Mishkan did this. It's also been taught in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even one who strikes with a hammer on the anvil while working is liable, for indeed, those who pounded the sheets of gold for the Mishkan did this. This brings to mind the idea of the anvil of life, taking the hammer, banging away, hammering away at the anvil of life. Some things require us to go at it again and again and again. Some things require much repetition. Some things require much work in order to get things done, as it takes so many strikes of a hammer on a nail, as it does take so many using a screwdriver on a nail also, on the screw, to get things in, especially when building, especially when do house projects, especially during this crazy time where even I try to do house projects, I'm not handy at all. So too, the hammer of life and the anvil of life requires that we have to bang away and try again and again and again. Sometimes we might not succeed. Again, the famous phrase that I love, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. We all should try to beat tzadikim as much as we can. We try again and again, even if we stumble and fall in general things. Even if we're not perfect, even if we're not tzaddikim, even if we have averus and whatnot, we should get up and try again and again. Even if something comes hard to us, even if it's difficult for us, we should keep trying. If you're not good at public speaking, try again. If you're not good at writing, try again. If you're not good at recording, try again. And if you're not so good at different aspects of Tanakh, different aspects of learning, different aspects of Torah, you still have to try again, because the whole aspect of life, the whole purpose of life is to work on ourselves, work on our midos, try to make ourselves fine-tuned as much as possible. After those 120 years, we have to show all the work we did, show that we made a mark, show that we tried as much as we can. And we have to make sure we are kovia itim latorah and put ourselves towards Torah, even if it's very hard. Just as the Gemara talks about hammering away, just as they did in the Mishkan for sheets of gold and the like, using the hammer on the anvil, so too we should make sure to use that hammer of life on the life experiences of the anvil and to pound at it as much as we can. Try again, even if at first we don't succeed, we have to keep pounding away as much as we can. This has been the Audio DDD with Reb T. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 104 on the Audio DDD with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.